One of my closest friends has a quote that he said a couple of years ago, and I've heard it over and over and over again from mutual friends. He rarely says it, but I think it's brilliant. It's, we're busy with the management of lack rather than the distribution of abundance. I'll say it again. We're busy with the management of lack rather than the distribution of abundance. And I wanted to start with that quote because it's really important to what we're going to talk about today. This is Caspian with a riff on being competitive. I have a history of being very competitive. I have a rumor of being very competitive, and my closest friends know that I am hard to play any games with. Whether it's Monopoly or I played Magic the Gathering for quite some time, a trading card game. I'm not very fun to play sports with. I can barely go for a recreational sort of game in the park. I'm just no fun playing games with because I'm very competitive. I've tried to dial that back somewhat successfully, I want to say. It's something that I've continuously worked on for the past couple of years because it's not been healthy. It hasn't been fun for my friends. As I said, I haven't been able to recreationally play any games. But it's also my absolute biggest strengths, I believe. But first, I want to get back to the quote from the beginning. I think being competitive, the usefulness of being competitive is when there is a lack of resources or a lack of points or outcomes. We've created sports and games where there is artificially a lack of resources. Only one person can win or one team can win, depending on what settings we've set up. But there's an artificial lack of winning. There's only one team winning the Champions League every year. There's only one person winning the Olympic gold medal. You know, it goes on and on, right? It seems to be something that we humans really enjoy and really like. We like to compete and we like to watch others compete and we like to root for someone that is competing, even to the extent where we think we're competing ourselves. When I talk about Chelsea, I talk about my team and I talk about us. I don't talk about the players or the manager or the club. I talk about us. The same goes for the national team. And I know the same goes for a lot of people in a lot of different scenarios. We seem to like competition and being competitive with one another to different extents. Some people don't like it at all and some people like it way too much. The thing about being competitive and competition that makes it innate to us is that we've lived in a world where there's been a scarcity of resources for a very long time. There still is, but we don't notice it as much anymore. There was a scarcity for food and game. At least that's the story we've been told. I'll get back to that. There was a scarcity of land, which is still ongoing and even more dire today. There is scarcity for natural resources and so on. We've at least imagined or built up a reality where we seem to think that there are a scarcity of resources. Hence, we need to get ourselves busy with the management of lack, because we're lacking these resources, rather than distributing the abundance of resources that there actually is. Business is a wonderful, wonderful scenario where we're competing, two businesses can be competing against one another for customers, which is the resources that most businesses want. They're competing against each other for customers, and they'll go to lengths to win customers over to them. And it seems to attract people who are competitive and who are oftentimes, I'm not saying every time, but oftentimes, and the narrative is that they are bad people or that they are greedy or egotistical, which are qualities we don't really like in people. But when it comes to competition and sports and games, we really enjoy it. So there are nuances to all of this. To come back to my own story, I've competed so much. I've competed for soccer, and I've competed in business. I've competed in running, all kinds of sports, really. And as I said, every single game night is super, super competitive for me. I've even gone to lengths of competing against people at the library who didn't know that they were competing. I didn't know them. But we were competing at the very vague sport of working harder or working on more important things. That's a thought that I've really had. Several nights I've sat in the library saying to myself, I'm going to win. I'm going to outrun these people in the competition of working hard and working on the most important thing. And as I said, it's been a great strength for me in many instances. For example, the library, I did work harder. I don't know if I worked harder than anyone else or on any more important stuff. Probably not. But I pushed myself. I went the extra. I went the extra step to go out of my way and win against these other people. As I said, it hasn't been as fruitful in my social life, but you know, that's something I have to dial down because, again, coming back to the control over your emotions, I want to be able to make it a dial and adjust my temper, first and foremost, but also the dial of being how competitive I'm being, because that's really useful in the sense that sometimes we think there are a scarcity of resources. We've been told that we've always had to hunt for food or gather as much food as possible, which might not be true. There is some evidence to the fact that we had an abundance of food and we were one with the ecological system for a very long time, up until we started competing with other tribes and other species. We've manufactured the idea of having to be competitive. And we've manufactured the idea of there being a scarcity of resources. Again, to come back to business, a highly competitive area in many senses. If we go back to a couple of episodes back, I spoke about 0 to 1. And again, I can't remember the author. It's a brilliant book. I highly recommend it. He speaks about creating something that is uncompetable with, something that is from 0 to 1. Basically, the idea is to create something that no one else can compete with because no one else thought of it, kind of like ChatGPT and OpenAI are doing. Because no one thought about, or at least to the public, no one thought about having a generative AI chatbot. in the sense that we're seeing from ChatGPT. And there really is no competition for them right now. There are a couple of people trying. Most of the models I've seen have been built on top of ChatGPT and OpenAI's models. So what made me want to speak about this is a reflection on when being competitive is really useful and when it's not. I've given you examples of when I've found it not to be useful for me and when I've found it to be useful for me, but also distinguishing between being useful and being harmful with the same situation, depending on the intent. Because for a very long time, I walked around thinking I was more important than the other people at the library, just because I'd gotten into my head that I was working on something more important, and I was working harder, which made me more valuable, obviously. Being competitive is highly advantageous when there is a scarcity of resources. I just think that we need to redefine scarcity of resources, redefine the resources that we're talking about, possibly even reimagine what we're doing to see if there's an area close by where there is no scarcity of resources. Being so excellent at what you do that you're not going to have to compete for customers or be the first. That always works. Hopefully, some of these reflections resonate with you in terms of seeing competitiveness in yourself, when you're being competitive, when you're being competitive in a way that's not beneficial for you or even harmful to you and to others. But also reimagining what it might look like if you didn't have a scarcity of resources. Would you be as competitive in the same sense that you are now, in the same situations? That's it for this time. Thank you so much for listening or watching. If you haven't already, subscribe anywhere and do check out the show notes. I'm going to write a blurb on all of this in there. And until next time, take care.